appears in the southeast. It is the only curved thing in this landscape of straight lines. To the northeast rises a cluster of mounds surrounded by trees. A giant slaughterhouse stands south of the town, lost in the corn, its metal sides scoured by years of dust storms. The faint odor of blood and disinfectant drifts in a plume southward from the plant, riding the fitful currents of air. The temperature is exactly 100 degrees. Heat lightning flickers silently along the distant northern horizon. The corn is 7 feet high, the fat cobs clustered on the stalks. Harvest is 2 weeks away. Twilight is falling over the landscape. The orange sky bleeds away into red. A handful of streetlights blink on in the town. A black and white police cruiser passes through the main street, heading east into the great nothingness of corn, its headlights stabbing into the rising darkness. Some 3 miles ahead of the cruiser, a column of slow-circling turkey vultures rides a thermal above the corn. They wheel down, then rise up again, circling endlessly, uneasily, rising and falling in a regular cadence. Sheriff Dent Hazen fiddled with the dashboard knobs and cursed at the tepid air that streamed from the vents. He cranked down the window and tossed out his cigarette butt. Furnace-like air boiled in. He could see the circling turkey buzzards rise and dip, above the dying smear of sunset along the horizon.
"Why the hell aren't any of them landing?" thought Hazen.
Turning off the main road, he eased the cruiser onto one of the many rutted dirt lanes that cut their way through the 1,000 square miles of corn surrounding Medicine Creek. He moved forward, keeping a watch on the sky, until the birds were almost directly overhead. This was as close as he was going to get by car. From here, he'd have to walk. Grabbing his shotgun, he eased his frame out of the cruiser and stood for a moment facing the wall of corn. The rows went in the wrong direction, and it was going to be a bitch getting through them. Just the thought of shouldering through all those rows made him weary, and for a moment he thought about getting the hell back to town. But it was too late for that now. The neighbor's call had already been logged. Old Wilma Lowry had nothing better to do but look out her window and report the location of dead animals. But this was his last call of the day, and a few extra hours on Friday evening at least guaranteed him a long, lazy, boozy Sunday fishing at Hamilton Lake State Park. Hazen lit another cigarette, slipped his flashlight out of its scabbard, shouldered his shotgun, and pushed his way into the corn. Despite the lateness of the hour, the sultry air refused to lift. His nose filled with the smell of dry stalks, that peculiar rusty smell so familiar it was part of his very being. His feet crunched dry clods of earth, kicking up dust. The stalks were as high as Hazen could ever remember, at least a foot or more over his head. Inside the corn rows, the air felt trapped, hot, fetid, itchy. He took a deep drag on the cigarette and continued forward, knocking the fat cobs aside with irritation. Like almost everyone else in Medicine Creek, Hazen came from a farming family that no longer farmed. They had all sold their land to big companies that turned the corn into cattle feed. The population of Medicine Creek had been dropping for more than half a century. But Hazen had stayed. Not that he liked Medicine Creek particularly. What he liked was wearing a uniform and being respected. He liked the town because he knew the town, every last person, every dark corner, every nasty secret. Truth was, he simply couldn't imagine himself anywhere else. He was as much a part of Medicine Creek as Medicine Creek was a part of him. Hazen stopped suddenly. He swept his beam through the stalks ahead. The air, full of dust, now carried another smell, the perfume of decay. He glanced up. The buzzards were directly over his head. Another 50 yards and he would be there. The air was still, the silence complete. He unshouldered his shotgun and moved forward more cautiously. The smell of decay drifted through the rows, sweeter by the moment. Now Hazen could make out a gap in the corn, a clearing directly ahead of him. The sky had flamed its red farewell and was now dark. The sheriff